Welcome to the Angel News Network's current event broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realm, Supporting Humanity's Ascension, Creating the Life We Say We Want, and Bridges Spiritual Centers, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realm is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and welcome to our program. During each of our programs, we'll be reviewing the current events of the day or matters of interest with the divine realm, and Philip will be channeling in trance. So, hello, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you here at Bridges Spiritual Centers, based in Southeast Florida. We will once again be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain, the Lord, who will be giving us a higher realm perspective on our lives and current events. One moment, please, while I go into trance. Greetings, beloved students and friends. Know, dear ones, that you come here by divine appointment. Any of you who are within the earshot of these messages, of these tools, of these frequencies from the higher realm, have chosen within your soul plan, your purpose, your reason to be here, to hear these words, to be a part of this divine discussion. Let us begin.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about health care, and one of the reasons in the United States. And one of the reasons that I wanted to was because the lead editorial yesterday in the Sunday New York Times really talked about another facet of this corrupted healthcare system we have, where one of the leading authorities in health, it turned out to be, was being paid by was under the employ of major drug companies, and they talked about how so much of what goes on in our healthcare system is really dominated by money, not by wisdom, and so on. And It's an absolute, healthcare is an absolute mess in the United States. So what it led to me was the whole issue of healthcare. So much of spiritual wisdom says that we can create and maintain our own health. What would you say about how we human beings can be healthy and what kind of healthcare system we need?
What is missing within the wisdom of the concept of human healing, beloved students and friends, again, is the concept and the wisdom and the knowledge of energy. Within the human body, you have the emotional body, emoted feelings, creating thoughts, which allow you to speak, allow you to have a physical action. Whenever the emotion creates a negative thought, it impedes the flow of energy within your body, within your chakra systems, within certain meridian points. When it impedes, something called dis-ease can be created. The hardest part for medicine, Western medicine, as well as other human endeavors, is to accept the unseen aspects of being human. These unseen aspects are your divinity, dear students and friends. And understanding them, whenever the mental body often cannot, is essential at this time. So as Sten explained to you many times before, what most Western medicine is doing is treating a symptom, not understanding or caring to understand the base cause and effect of something called dis-ease. When you couple in, as you have described, the corruption of money, the entire healing healthcare industry becomes imbalanced. Medicine should not be a for-profit endeavor. It is your divine right to have a healthy existence within your incarnational cycles, how brief or long they may be. Does this help you?
Yes, I would. That's interesting. You said the healthcare should not be a for-profit system. There are so many complications in our system that we wouldn't really be able to resolve so many of the problems with it. But you said something really very important, is that our emotions and our thoughts create disease, and it has to do with the effects of those on energy movement, right?
The flow of energy within the physical body, correct.
Okay. So how can we as individuals become empowered and take charge of our health?
By knowing this is the truth. By becoming conscious of this. Not believing it, but knowing it. By knowing what is being taught to you and given to you, question whether you are able to receive in a balance of giving and receiving the truth of how you are configured. Rather, believing someone else who may not have all the information because there is monetary gain to be had. The irony of the corruption is the following. You could have a Medicare, Medicaid system for all, which will cost humanity a fraction of what your private health care system would cost, is costing. So there is the irony. So it's up to the individual, through their free will and choice, to make a decision and say, we, the people, by the people, for the people, choose another health care system that will not only be more effective, reflecting the unseen aspects and forces of energy, but will cost less money. Do you understand?
Well, that makes sense to me, because obviously the United States is spending a lot more on health care than any other country by far, and yet we certainly don't have the best medical results.
So when the sense is not being applied, if it's making sense, it is a form of insanity, isn't it?
It is. Let's go to the issue, though, of what we can do about taking charge of our own health. Can I use myself as an example, just to be very specific so we don't be too airy-fairy about all the generalities?
Stand naked before us.
Okay. In the last week, I found out that I have some cancerous cells on my nose and a little lesion that are going to be addressed by a dermatologist. Can I take charge of that issue of the disease that I'm dealing with, and if so, how?
When you stop asking the question, can I, and allow your mantra to be, I intend to, you are learning how to manipulate energy and manifest the outcome that you intend. Do you understand?
Well, I like that idea of manipulating energy and manifesting the
outcome. That
is
what we have done in the higher realm. That is your divine destiny, beloved humans, to be able to manifest the reality you say you want. We in the ascended mastership realms are simply way showing the way for you humans to be able to manifest, if it has no intention to harm and serves the highest good of all, whatever it is you wish and intend to manifest. But let's be specific here.
Right.
Your nose, where you have these cancer cells, beloved student, is the first part of your body that goes forward as you walk through your world, as you walk through your life, isn't it?
Yes.
It's exposed to more light. It is an appendage that extends beyond your face to allow you to receive breath. The in-breath you're receiving, your out-breath you're giving to creation, and an inner balance. So the question you ask yourself, and it is important to always look where something has impeded energy, how is that particular part of my body in this particular place, a nose, how am I experiencing life through this particular organ? How would you answer that?
How am I going to answer this organ? Carefully?
Trustingly? Without attempting to stump you on the spot, beloved student, it is a question for each one, if you so choose, when you are experiencing an impeded energy, which is creating a physical symptom called dis-ease, a lack of ease, to say to yourself, how and what has that part of my body been experiencing? And how have my emotions and thoughts affected the location of that interruption of energy within my body? Does that make sense?
It does.
But I hear doubt. I hear there needs to be something else.
No, well, perhaps it is doubt, but I don't think of it as being doubt. What I think of it as being is I'm trying to think through and understand that as to what that means for me.
What does it require in order to understand it? What it requires is self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
What it requires is I am actually that powerful. And no matter what anyone has ever taught me, religion, government, family, friends, employers, I choose to know I am an eternal spirit that selected a human soul, that selected a physical body with emotions and thoughts to be human, and that I have had many lifetimes of frequencies called incarnational cycles on this particular planet through an evolutionary process of myself, learning to master myself in order to free myself from the 3D frequency, which is the choice I have made, the contract I have signed in being human, in order to transcend it, ascend it. That's what's taking place, beloved students. This is the choice that you made. This is the contract that you signed. This is the divine destination and destiny you have chosen in being eternal spirits, in being eternal spirits, and coming to this particular planet. And the purpose of this planet is to master love. That is why this planet is called the Love Aversity.
Well, thank you for that. But I'm standing here naked, and I would like to bring down a useful kind of idea that we can all employ. So what about affirmations? Because I've been given a powerful one. I'm in a perfect state of health and well-being. It's my divine right, and I demand and declare that it is as it is. I am perfect here and now. Divine love has healed and always will heal every human need.
And I hereby affirm that the monsters of humanity fear the lack of love, doubt or ignorance will not play in the interruption of that mantra, allowing the manifestation that I say I intend.
So we take charge of our emotions and our thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good way to do it.
Indeed.
Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom today.
We look forward to being with you again soon.
Thank you.